It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As the legal battle over President Trump's revised travel order continues, Atlanta area religious leaders consider where they stand on the travel ban and on immigration in general. Atlanta Catholic Archbishop Wilton Gregory spoke with me in his office on the day a federal judge in Hawaii temporarily blocked the president's order. Hawaii was one of several states challenging it, and I asked the Archbishop about their basic argument. The states are claiming, among other things, that the ban violates the First Amendment by singling out people and nations based on religion. Do you think that's true?
It's hard not to see that as a component of this piece of legislation. And I understand that the intent, at least the expressed intent, is to heighten the safety barriers of this nation, which is a legitimate concern. However, it crosses that very delicate line of saying, who are the real enemies that might do us harm? I don't know exactly what the courts will do, but they really do have to be careful that we don't get caught up in an anti-religious bias. And I think even the legislation that is proposed walks dangerously close to that line.
So do you support the states in their efforts to have it overturned?
I would be very happy to see the courts and the states who are seeking a judicial review to look carefully at it. And I believe in our court system.
But you're not going so far as to say you want it thrown out?
No, because I don't want to preempt what the courts are going to do. I happen to be one, I hope most of us are, who believe we have a good court system.
And the church has used it, certainly, recently.
Exactly.
When it came to the contraception mandates. But that was something that affected the church directly in some of its missions. But what would you say to folks who say, well, if they can go to court over that, why not take a stand legally, if that's how they feel, on something that involves maybe not church operations, but certainly church teachings on social justice?
Well, I think that's why I want to watch this very carefully. I believe that the intent of protection is one value, but the freedom that belongs to us as Americans to practice our religious traditions without interference by the government or a bias on the part of the government is also another value.
A statement recently from Catholic Charities said that we stand in solidarity with vulnerable individuals and families who are seeking refuge. Standing in solidarity, though, means what? What kinds of actions does that entail?
Well, it means exploiting all of the legal options that are available for us, Dennis. This has kind of shifted in our conversation. We're now talking about people who are living here in the United States without documentation, but now many of them are here. They have children who are citizens, and it's just unconscionable to break up families.
There are some churches in other parts of the country from varying faiths who have said, we are sanctuary churches. These are individual congregations at this point. Has any in the archdiocese come to you and said, we want to be a sanctuary church?
No one has come to me with that particular request, although many people within the archdiocese are willing to try to do whatever they can to protect the vulnerable, to keep families safe. But to use the term sanctuary, it is not a political reality that we can employ. And so we don't want to promise that we can do that which we cannot deliver.
When you say it's not a political reality that you can employ, what do you mean?
Well, to have people holed up in a church does not grant them the kind of security that sometimes is identified with the sanctuary movement. Sanctuary, if it means that within a church they can find as much pastoral outreach and social care that they can, that's certainly what we are doing. We've done it and continue to do it through Catholic Charities and through many of our parish operations already.
But if a church came to you and said, we're afraid of another crackdown like the one that we saw in Georgia where some 90 people were arrested, if a church came to you and said, we're afraid of another one, and we want to shelter some folks from the authorities, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to explore all of the legal and judicial options that they have, but don't promise people something that cannot be enforced, something that cannot be maintained. Through our Catholic Charities here, our immigrant population has found tremendous support and counsel. That's a sanctuary operation. But to suggest that they can shelter all of the many people who might come to them is simply something that is physically impossible, and it's not attainable under the existing laws of this nation.
Atlanta Catholic Archbishop Wilton Gregory. Archbishop Gregory, thank you so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dennis.